represent Richland Center this weekend?
Right now we're hoping to have three of them wrestling and representing as well there, and so we're spending a little while, I guess, since they've wrestled, but we're excited to have them back on the mat.
And their format is similar to last year, and how do the numbers look? Have you seen anything for the girls' matchups yet?
I haven't seen anything yet. I think Saturday morning, they're going to kind of have their own seating meeting then and just kind of get everything set up then. But so far, I have not seen any numbers.
The head coach of the Richland Center wrestling team, that is Silas Coleman. Hornets will be at Wisconsin Dells this weekend, among other Area Division II teams. River Valley, the teams from the Southwest Conference led by Prairie du Chien, will be there as well. Our coverage begins at 10 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com Saturday morning. I'm Phil Nee with a Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a sing rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
At halftime here at Richland Center High School, Schulzberg leads Richland Center 45-17 in area girls basketball. A boys basketball final, Highland has knocked off Lancaster 83-76, the final score in that one. Also, boys basketball at the half, Iroquois and Martin are tied at 29. Westby is up on Cashton 46-42. And in boys basketball, Boscobel leads Riverdale at last word 23-22. That should be a nail biter, a knockdown drag out between those two longtime rivals. Prairie du Chien is up on Cuba City in girls basketball 29-25 at the half. Well, as mentioned, the WIAA girls basketball tournament will begin next week on Tuesday night. Schulzberg will be in action on the road. This year, they'll be at number 7, Blackhawk. The winner will be taking on either 15th seed Seneca or number 2 seed Wazika Steuben. So that is down the road. Good local matchup in D5 featuring Ithaca hosting Riverdale in a 5 versus 12 seed from the area. Hillsborough is at Elma Center. Lincoln next Tuesday night. New Lisbon is at Cashton. Kickapoo gets a home game against Lafarge Youth Initiative And it will be Brookwood taking on Wonewoc Center. Also next week in D4 Tuesday night, Lancaster at Iowa Grant and Wisconsin Heights at Broadhead to open up. Number 11, Boscobel is at number 6 seed Darlington. And number 7, Fenimore is hosting number 10, Parkview. And in Division 3, of which Richland Center is a part, the Hornets, an 11th seed, will play at number 6, Dodgeville. Certainly a team that they know well. They've played a lot over the years. And the winner of that game will face 3rd seed Prairie du Chien, which has a first-round bye. Platteville from the conference also has a first-round bye. They are a 5th seed and will play at number 4, Turner. River Valley, a 10th seed, will play at number 7, Bigfoot. The winner of that game will be at number 2 seed, Madison Edgewood, in the next round of the tournament. So that's a look ahead, a preview at some of the games coming up here in area girls basketball. We'll have more at halftime, 45-17, Schulzberg leading the Hornets here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Leading scorers for Schulzberg tonight in the first half, Olivia Brown with 14, 13 for Camden Russell, 8 for Stella Spillane, 6 for Taylor Russell, 2 each for Haley Durst and Isabel Weigel. Richland Center is led by Chloe Darling's 8 points. Ella Weiss has 4, a 3 for Addie Board, and 2 points for Kylie Burns. 45-17, Schulzberg in the lead in area girls basketball. And the Lady Miners will bring the ball in play to start here in the second half. Hornets come back with, let's see, Ella Weiss in the starting role along with Kylie Burns, Chloe Darling, Carly Meaden, and Ava Martin. The Miners cross-court pass, and it's out of bounds. They throw it away to start here in the second half. Olivia Brown is back there along with Taylor Russell. 11, Stella Spillane is out there, and also 0, Haley Durst. Ball goes down to the baseline, caught by the Hornets. Driving is Martin, kicks it out. Weiss for a 2, and got it. Ella Weiss scores. She's got 6. It is 45-19. We sorted out the scoring at halftime and figured it all out. It all added up in the scorebook anyway. And Schulzberg with the lead. Brown is going to be called for traveling. Caught the ball and it kind of caught her hip as she was moving. So a turnover puts it back in the hands of the Hornets. We'll try to get a little bit of a jump here to jump out in the second half. Get a little momentum perhaps. Carly Meaden across the timeline. Schulzberg hanging in the zone defense. Pass goes to Burns. Bounce feed to Martin. Martin drives through and is going to have it knocked out of bounds. And a foul called on Schulzberg. Wow, it's going to be on number 4, I believe, which will be number 4 on Taylor Russell. Yeah, she's had bad luck tonight. Not a lot of fouls in the game. She's got 4 now and goes to the sidelines. Pass comes in play. It's caught by Ella Weiss. Weiss back to Meaden. 3 on the way. Carly got it. Carly Meaden with her first basket, and the Hornets score the first 5 of the second half. It is 45-22. Across the timeline, Russell. Camden throws it inside, knocked away by the Hornets, picked up now by Brown. Olivia drops it back door. Durst kicks it out. 3 on the way, and that one is good for Camden Russell. She's got 4 of those tonight. It's 48-22. The Lady Miners. Ball comes up the sideline. Kylie Burns with a basketball drives. Bounce feed to the baseline. Pass to the inside. Stolen away by Brown. Olivia with the basketball and takes it across half court. Brown down to the baseline. Durst around her defender. Throws it back in bounds, and it's caught in the lane. Tough shot. No good there for Tyne. The ball comes back, and it'll be flipped out to Russell, and they'll set it up again. Lady Miners going back door. This one tipped out of bounds by the Hornets, and a foul was called. That'll be Richland Center's first foul of the half. They're going to make that on number 23, Carly Meaden. And that, unfortunately for Carly, will be her third. Into the game for Richland Center, Libby Ruland and Addie Borg. And Schulzberg will start it in play. Schulzberg looking from the baseline. Olivia Brown with the basketball. Brown lobs it in. Caught by Durst. Down to the baseline, Brown. Around the wheel, right side. Caught on the near side by Durst. Top of the wheel again. Schulzberg looking in. Russell lobs left side. Brown back door. Knocked away by the Hornets. Great D out of bounds. Carly Meaden with the quick hands. And it will be Schulzberg basketball along the baseline. Olivia Brown gives the ball a tap. Looks. Fires it in. From the wing. Three on the way. Schulzberg short. And lost. Knocked out of bounds by Schulzberg. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Hornets will get it back. Pass comes in play. Addie Borg now for Carly Meaden. Meaden across the timeline. Leaves it over for Burns. Kylie drives back toward the half-court line. Looks inside. Meaden comes to the rescue. Grabs it. Throws it back to the middle. That's Darling. Chloe, left side, Meaden. Shoots a 15-footer on the rim and won't go. Rebound Ruland, and she's back up, but tied up, they say. Jump ball will give it back to Richland Center on the alternate arrow. So Carly Meaden will be the inbounder. Carly looking to tap the ball, and the Hornets are setting screens across the lane. Ball comes in near side to Darling. Meaden in the deep corner takes a long three, and it's good. Hornets are seeing from the outside. Carly Meaden with her second three. They've got five of those tonight. 48-25, and they continue to improve on that outside shot. Ball comes right side to Brown. Brown on the right wing. Penetrates a little bit. Got down deep. Double-teamed and fouled on the play. That'll be called on the floor against Libby Ruland, I believe. That'll be her second. And Schulzberg will put it in play. Hornets, we talked about on the pregame show with Alec Ansett, just confidence to shoot. We're seeing a little bit more of that tonight. Inbound for Schulzberg. No good on the shot. Ruland with a rebound. It's tipped away, picked up by Durst. And the Lady Miners throw it to the midcourt line. Knocked away, picked up by Kylie Burns. It's still loose now as it rolls away into the hands of Addie Borg. And Richland Center trapped in the backcourt. They'll throw it to the middle. Kylie Burns takes it across. Taken by Darling. Backdoor Meaden lays it up good. Hornets playing well. Carly Meaden off the assist from Chloe Darling. It is 48-27. Schulzberg with a basketball. 14:35 remaining. Camden Russell, left side. Brown penetrates. Goes up. Shot blocked. Foul called on Richland Center. That'll be on Chloe Darling, and that will be her first, team's third. And they're going to say it was in the process of shooting. So free throw coming up for the Lady Miners. This one in the air, and that one is good. They'll get one more. That makes it 49-27. Hornets have actually outscored Schulzberg 10-4 here in the half. Make it 10-5 as both free throws are good for Olivia Brown. She is 8-for-8 from the line tonight. 50-27, Schulzberg. 14:25 remaining in the game. Pass goes to Kylie Burns. Back to Carly Meaden. Now Burns on the right wing. Bounce feed leave for Borg. Baseline and Ruland driving and can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Miners. Into the game for Richland Center, Ella Weiss. Coming out is Chloe Darling. And Weiss will take the point on the 1-3-1 defense. Pass goes left side to Russell. Russell across the timeline. Ball fake low. Throws to the free throw line. They'll whip it back door. Shot on the way, no good for Spillane. And the rebound pulled out by Kylie Burns. Burns needs some help, gives it back to Carly Meaden. Meaden airmails it up to Addie Board. Three from the wing, on the way, no good. Rebound by Schulzberg. And they'll take it out to the half-court line with a pass to Durst. Fast break, two on two. Durst shot, no. Foul called on the Hornets. That'll put it in the hands of Schulzberg at the free throw line. Foul called against Kylie Burns. That is her first. Clock stops with 13:45 remaining. Free throw in the air for the Miners, and it misses. Into the game for Richland Center, Chloe Darling, Libby Ruland will check out. And here comes the second throw. This on the air, and it's no good for Durst. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. 50-27, Schulzberg. Carly Meaden across half court. Lobs it left side, caught here by Burns. Back to Meaden. Carly drives right side, lobs back for Burns. Ball fake low, throws to Board, knocked away by Schulzberg, picked up. Camden Russell with the basketball, wires it across the far side, knocked away by Carly Meaden, gets a steal. Two on one, throws to Weiss. Ella down the boulevard, lays it in, good. Carly Meaden with the assist, Ella Weiss with the basket. 50-29, Schulzberg. Ball comes to the corner for the Miners. Three on the way from the lane, no good. Put back up, no good. And a tapped ball out of bounds. Last off of Schulzberg. Into the game for Richland Center, number 45, Riley Teschner, replacing Kylie Burns. Camden Russell puts it in play from the baseline. Looks and lobs it in. Caught near side by Brown. Down to the baseline. They find an open person. Entry pass for the baseline. No good for Durst, but she is fouled. And that will put her at the free throw line, shooting a pair. Foul is at number 15, Chloe Darling. That's her second. Schulzberg goes to the free throw line. Durst with a couple of dribbles, and the free throw is no good. She'll get one more. Olivia Brown is 8-for-8 from the line for Schulzberg. Everybody else is 0-for. This one is on the way. Nope, that's no good either. And a rebound jump ball call. The arrow keeps it at the Schulzberg side of things on the jump ball. So the Hornets drop back into defensive mode. And the Lady Miners will put it in play. Pass to the corner. Three on the way. Nope, they're going to wave it off. There was a illegal screen called. Foul called on number 5, Courtney Finnan. She is whistled for her first foul. And the Hornets have the basketball. 50-29. Schulzberg in the lead. Lob goes to the near side. Caught by Teschner. Back to Meaden. Threads the needle, Darling. Chloe goes in. Lost the handle. Picked off by Camden Russell. And Camden coming the other way, brings it off to Olivia Brown. Brown accelerates, throws it to an open person coming weak side. And Haley Durst scores for Schulzberg. 52-29, they lead it. Carly Meaden across half court. Gives it over to Teschner, throws it in the middle. Weiss with a turnaround, it won't stay. Back iron and off. And the rebound pulled down by the Miners. Here they come with a home run pass. Throwing it right side, Brown. Picked up now, turnaround shot for the low block. It is good by Courtney Finnan. That is her first basket tonight. 54-29. Schulzberg. Darling, left side. Teschner shot of the way. No good. Tipped around. And Schulzberg can't hang on to the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Richland Center ball on the end line underneath the basket. Into the game is Isabel Weigel for Schulzberg. Back in for Richland Center is Ava Martin. And Carly Meaden will be the inbounder. 54-29, Lady Miners. Pass comes in, caught by Teschner. Throws it right side. Chloe Darling looks for a screen. Now throws it to Meaden on the baseline. Back it goes to the outside. The Hornets are going to have to pick it up for over and back. A couple of guards out there, and I don't think either one was expecting it. It came through them and out of bounds or into the backcourt, and Schulzberg will get the ball back. Cashton girls leading Royal 32-30. That's a nail-biter tonight. Cuba City up on Prairie du Chien, 54-45. Good game there. Dodgeville leading Mineral Point, 41-40. Schulzberg goes in for an inside shot, and Courtney Tin is going to be tied up, it looks like. No foul. The Hornets will get it back on the arrow. Elsewhere tonight, wrestling action. Aquinas defeats Iowa Grand Highland 40-28. Hornets get it down low. Weiss with a shot up, no good. And on the rebound, she is fouled. Match two, Fenimore defeated Royal Oneiwoc Center 42-0. So that is going on tonight at River Valley High School. Reedsburg girls leading Mauston 54-30. Inbound for the Hornets. Weiss from the baseline on the way. No good. Rebound Schulzberg. They will take it out. Score stays 54-29. Up the sideline, Olivia Brown gives it back to the point guard. And now pass to the inside. There's a pass down low and a shot. No, but a foul called. And Isabel Weigel goes to the free throw line. Weigel fouled by the Hornets. Chloe Darling with her third. And Schulzberg will take a look again from the free throw line. This one in the air and that one on the rim, and it is good. So one more coming up here for Schulzberg this trip. 55-29, they lead it. That one is good as well. Two are good for Weigel, and that makes it 56-29. Schulzberg in the lead, Hornets quick in transition. Shot up, no good for Martin. Put back by Weiss, no good. And a jump ball on the rebound, and the arrow goes to Schulzberg. Lots of jump balls tonight and lots of time not running. The ball has been out of bounds quite a lot. Both teams scrapping for it. A lot of jump balls and knockaways, turnovers. Ball comes across the timeline. Russell, left side, bounce feed to Weigel. Low, back it goes to Russell. Inside, knockaway, picked up now by the Hornets. Martin up ahead to Weiss, and it's knocked away. She'll get a 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound Martin. It's slapped out of bounds by Schulzberg. It will be Richland center ball. Riverdale boys leading Boscobel 38-32 in that one. Addie Board is in for Richland center. Hornet girls trailing 56-29. 10:38 to play. Pass comes into Ella Weiss. Weiss gets around her defender, takes a tough shot. It's on the way, no good. Rebound by Schulzberg. Haley Durst takes it across half court. Now spins it off to Spillane. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Richland center. Kylie Burns with the ball. Burns lets the defense pass her by. And now we'll set it up. Chloe Darling out on the top side. Now drives with the left hand. Spins in the paint. Fires it back to Martin. Right side, Burns. Martin reverses it. Board for Weiss. Weiss with the ball, nothing. Back to Darling. Chloe for a three on the way, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Schulzberg. And there's a jump ball. And this one will give it to the Hornets. So right now, Addie Board is out there. Ella Weiss, Kylie Burns, and Ava Martin. So four freshmen and junior Chloe Darling. Hornets do not have a senior on the team. Pass comes in play. Caught right side by Ella Weiss. Weiss fires it over to the far side. Board, right wing, takes a three. On the way for Addie. On the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and Schulzberg pulls it down. Outlet pass for Brown. Brown across half court with 9:40 to play. Brown stops, leaves the dribble. Lobs it back to the right side, and Brown pass to the inside. Knocked loose, picked up by Darling. She bowls it ahead to Ella Weiss, who lays it up at the other end. No good. Rebound Schulzberg, and the Lady Miners are on the run. Brown across timeline, goes down deep. Tough shot of the lane, won't go. Rebound on the hustle play by Burns, and a foul is called as she looked to drive to the other side. So the foul will be the fourth on Schulzberg. They're marking it on Olivia Brown, which will be her first. Hornets lead the foul department 6-4. Pass comes up the sidelines. Ava Martin gives it back to Chloe Darling. Darling with the basketball, left side board. Near side, Weiss for three. Got it! Ella Weiss with her first three. Hornets have six of those tonight, 56-32. They are looking to shoot, and again, looking a little more confident than the last time I saw him in a game. Pass comes to the right side. They're going to lob it inside. Grab now. Tough shot in the lane. No good for Russell. Put back up. This one rims off. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Taken down on the board by Kylie Burns. And Richland Center has it. They'll set it up now to Chloe Darling. Darling on the right side. Makes the move. Knocked away by Schulzberg. And a foul called. That's on Haley Durst. And that will be her first. 8:29 remaining. Bonus throws for Richland Center. Going to the line will be Chloe Darling. I think this Hornet squad will only get better. You're just hoping that everybody stays out. Unique opportunities to teams that have multiple seniors each year. That's the programs that stay relevant and certainly can always. I mean, it's interesting how certain classes, it seems the sophomore classes area-wide are really strong now with numbers, and you just hope everybody stays out and keeps it going. And for the Hornets, their freshman class awfully strong with Ella Weiss, Addie Burns, Kylie Burns and Sydney Kepler, Ava Martin, Lily Lasicki, Riley Teschner, Mariah Abde. They are all on the varsity roster for the Hornets. Bounce feed down low, turning in is going to be a nice shot there by Burns, and Kylie got it. Kylie with her second basket. It is 56-34. Schulzberg in transition. Tough shot down low. It's blocked and out of bounds. Nice play by Kylie Burns. Got a clean block. And Schulzberg will have the basketball. So the inbounder will be Olivia Brown. Brown looking to entry the pass, and it's going to be knocked away. There's Burns with a steal. Picks it off. Looks for help. Throws it inside. Knocked away. Picked up by Olivia Brown, and Schulzberg back in business. Brown goes in and scores with a nice move. That will make it 58-34. Schulzberg and Kylie and Carly with the basketball. They'll bring it across the timeline. Board going down low with the pass. Picked off there by Taylor Russell. And Russell brings it the other way for the Miners. Passes right side. Picked off by Carly Meaden. Meaden with a steal. Stops at midcourt. Fires it over to Addie Board. Board on the left wing. Out to meet it now is Riley Teschner. And a traveling is called on the Hornets. That'll put it back in the hands of Schulzberg with 7:29 to play. In for the Miners will be number 11, Stella Spillane. And Schulzberg in the backcourt. They have led from the get-go. The Hornets have outscored them here in the second half, 17-13. Pass comes right side to Brown. Ball kicked by the Hornets and out of bounds. Schulzberg basketball on the end line. Hornets with conference game coming up on Thursday night, among four games this week for the program. Getting tuned up here for the end of the year. This one knocked away, and a good play again by Kylie Burns. Schulzberg will have the entry pass from the baseline. Looking to put it in play, Olivia Brown lobs it in the lane. Nice play. Russell, shot, good. Taylor Russell has 8, and it is 60-34, Schulzberg. Carly Meaden across half court, drives on the right wing, swings it back to Addie Board. Board up from the baseline, Teschner. Throws it low. There is Meaden. Drops it back door. Nice pass. Shot of the way. Good for Kylie Burns. Meaden with the assist. Kylie Burns with the basket. 60-36. Schulzberg. Lady Miners call for double dribble, and the Hornets get it back. Into the game for Schulzberg, number 5, Courtney Tyne, and number 2, Camden Russell. Camden has 4 three-point baskets to her credit tonight. Here's the inbound feed, and the Hornets with the ball. They'll set it up near side. Teschner back to Board. Right side, Weiss. Meaden grabs it, throws it down low. Turnaround shot by Teschner, no good. Rebound by Schulzberg, and they'll run with it the other way. Across the half-court line, the swing pass to Brown. Brown is double-teamed, nowhere to wander, leaves the dribble. Throws it off now to Wright. Now inside, there's a tough shot for Tyan. Instead throws it across the lane. Shot on the way, no good for Spillane. Out of bounds off of Schulzberg. It will be Richland Center basketball. Libby Ruland is in for Richland Center, and Chloe Darling as well. And the entry pass will come from the Hornets on the end line. They'll bring it length of the floor. Carly Meaden across half court. Leaves it off for Chloe Darling on the left wing. Darling looking, throws it low. There's Ava Martin. Martin gives it back to Darling. Left wing, looks inside. Fires back for a three from Weiss. Looks good. No, rattles off. Rebound, Libby Ruland. Throws it to the corner. Here's three for Martin. On the way, no good. Rebound put back by Weiss. No good, but she is fouled on the play. Ella will go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. Has a total of 11 points. Sixth foul on the Schulzberg Miners. Courtney Tyen with her second. This one in the air, and it is no good for Ella Weiss. Hornets 2 of 5 from the line. Ella with a second throw in the air. That one is good. That'll make it 60-37. Pass comes in play, and walking it up, the Lady Miners. Ball goes left side to Russell. Russell around the world, gives it down to the middle. They'll kick it back out. Three on the way. Schulzberg, ooh, in and out, rattles off for Spillane. Rebound Hornets. Here comes Meaden. She's going to drive down deep. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound Lady Miners. And they're getting their wind sprints in, going the other way now with 5:25 to play. Miners set it up, top of the circle. Russell in lane. Tough shot, won't go for Taylor Russell. And the rebound pulled down by Carly Meaden, and the Hornets go the other way. Meaden off to Martin. Martin on the baseline. Ava pulls it out, kicks it out to Meaden. Meaden on a drive, swings it over to Libby Ruland. Ruland on the wing, looking low, and needs to get rid of it, does. Back to Meaden. Weiss on the right wing. Now to Meaden. Carly is closely guarded. Pass comes to the middle, and then Darling going down low. Weiss can't hang on. It'll be out of bounds. It'll belong to Schulzberg. Back in is Olivia Brown for Coach Russell. 60-37. Schulzberg in the lead here in area basketball. Dodgeville girls leading Mineral Point 51-50. Good ball game there. Dodgeville is the opponent of the Hornets in the first round of the tournament next week. Shot on the inside. Good by Taylor Russell. Well ran play by Schulzberg, and they increase the lead to 62-37. Ball goes right side. Weiss. Weiss gives it to Meaden. Back to Weiss. Three on the way for the wing. No good. Rebound by Taylor Russell. Russell with the outlet pass. Throws it up ahead and into the middle and taken now by Meaden. Meaden with the basketball, and Darling gets out of traffic. She'll drive across half court. Throws it over to Carly Meaden. Meaden on the baseline. Shows it to the D. She'll drive. Shot won't go. Tipped around. Out of bounds off of Schulzberg. With 4 minutes remaining. Royal leading Cashton, 45-38 in girls basketball. New Lisbon up on Hillsborough, 41-33. Cuba City has defeated Prairie du Chien, 61-51 in area girls basketball. Potosi over Cassville in boys basketball, 56-25. Inbound pass, Hornets work it. Set play for Meaden on the left wing. Top of the wheel, Chloe Darling. Chloe looks inside, throws it now to Ava Martin. Martin on the wing, guarded closely, looking for a cutter inside, and a foul called. It'll be the seventh on Schulzberg, which should bring up some bonus free throws. Don't think the officials have discovered that yet, so foul is marked on number five, Courtney Tyen. That'll be her third. Schulzberg seventh, and the Hornets will shoot free throws. You know, the score maybe not indicative if you're just turning in, but the Hornets have played better. They've shot the ball well. They've made 6 3-pointers tonight, which I'm not sure what their season high mark is, but it's got to be close. Free throw is no good by Martin. Rebound pulled down by Schulzberg. They'll bring it across the half-court line. Brown skims it inside to Russell. Free throw line. Back to the wing, Cameron Russell. Back into the lane, knocked away, picked up by the Hornets on the dribble. Kylie Burns into Carly Meaden. Left side, Chloe Darling backs off. Three line, now throws it into Ruland. 10-footer on the way, partially blocked by Brown and saved inbounds now by Schulzberg. They'll take it across the half-court line. Schulzberg, Brown throwing it back door, knocked away by Darling. Touch last by Martin, I believe. And it will be Schulzberg basketball. Addie Board returns. Ella Weiss as well for Richland Center. And with 3:10 to play, the Hornets will have the ball. Carly Meaden across center circle. Chloe Darling throws it low to Weiss. Ella posting up. Turnaround shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Russell. Russell with the ball. Up ahead to Brown. Brown across the timeline. Left wing, nothing. Bounce feed back to Russell. Throws it inside. Stolen away. Kylie Burns having a good second half for the Hornets. Up ahead to Carly Meaden. Meaden to Chloe Darling. She'll shoot a three. No good on the bank. Rebound by Weiss. Shot no good. Rebound Taylor Russell. 2.5 to play. Pass comes up to Olivia Brown. 62-37 Schulzberg. Right side Camden Russell. Camden throws it inside. Nice pass. Shot good by Taylor Russell, who finishes. She has 12 points. 64-37 Schulzberg. 2:15 to play. Carly Meaden fires to Addie Board. Board to the baseline is cut off. Bounce feed back to Weiss. Throws it inside. Caught shot. Good. And Meaden makes a nice play. Gets a plus one coming up. Carly Meaden, she was almost too far underneath the basket to make it count, but she did. And she'll get into the free throw now with 2:05 to play. Eighth foul on Schulzberg and the second on Haley Durst. Free throw is up. One to make, one for Meaden, and that one goes. Carly Meaden with her first free throw makes it 64-40. Hornets within 24 now, 2 minutes to play. Across the timeline left, Olivia Brown. Brown with the ball. Looks inside, instead gives it back to Russell. Long lob for Brown, knocked away, and a foul called on the Hornets. That'll be their seventh, and bonus throws are coming up for Schulzberg. Fouls haven't been a big factor. Foul is called on Carly Meaden. This will be her fourth. At the free throw line, Olivia Brown in the air with this one, and that one is good. She's 9 for 9 at the line tonight. 65-40, Schulzberg. She'll take one more. This one in the air, and it is no good. She missed her first of the night. The rebound pulled down by Chloe Darling. A minute 45 to play. Chloe crosses the half-court line. Almost picked off. Now over to Meaden. Right side, Weiss for three. Won't go. Rebound by Schulzberg. Durst with the ball. Air mails it over to Camden Russell, and Russell walks it across half-court. Russell leaves it off for Olivia Brown. Brown on the wing. Throws it into the lane. Caught there by Camden Russell. Camden drives out. Now keeps the dribble with a minute 20. Throws it left side to Brown. Schulzberg holding onto the basketball. Taking some time off. Camden Russell. Left side Olivia Brown. And then an entry pass for Taylor Russell. Back door. Shot on the way. Good by Durst. And a timeout for subs to enter. So no break will be taken. Faith Burgess is in for the Miners. Seeing her first action. And Alec Adsett asking for time. So they will use some time to put some players in. A minute four to go. 67-40. The lead for Schulzberg at WRCO, WRCO.com.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty, call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
Hornets coming back after the timeout. They'll take a three. It's on the way, and no good. Rims off for Lily Lassacue. The rebound pulled down by Martin and now picked off by Schulzberg. Hornets with new players out there. including Lasicki and Mariah Abde. Libby Rulin stays on the floor. This one thrown away by Scholesberg at midcourt and out of bounds. So the pass will come in play for the Hornets right near the scorer's table. 67-40, Scholesberg with the basketball with the lead, and Ava Martin kicks it out to the right wing. This one bends in for the Hornets. Lily Lasicki with her first basket. Hornets having some fun out there here at the end. 67-42, 9 seconds. Scholesberg into the front court, down to the corner, taken there by Burgess. Faith with the basketball, throws it across to the right side. Russell back to the far side, and they will hold it up. Scholesberg with the win here tonight. This one belongs to the visiting Lady Miners. 67-42, the final. Scholesberg gets the win over Richland Center. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. This is high school girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 20 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School, and welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. 24/7 service and a guarantee the job will be done right. This one belongs to Scholesberg. They picked it out to a 45-17 first half lead and then win it going away. The turning point, the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, probably comes from the free throw line, and that would be Olivia Brown, who is 9 of 10 from the free throw line. She just missed one in the last minute or so of the game, but certainly every time the kind of making a stop and had a foul, she was always seemed to be one of the ones that makes the shot. So her 9 of 10 down the stretch here, the turning point of the game. Also 4 3-pointers from Camden Russell helped to lead the way for Scholesberg victory tonight as they grabbed a lead early that they would not give up. The Hornets did some good things, playing some improved basketball tonight in the end. 67-42 is the final. Free throw shooting of one player, Olivia Brown, our turning point of the game from Duncan Rewards. Duncan has its rewards, and you can join them right here in Richland Center. WRCO spotlights the accomplishments of the area young people here on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Open season hunting out with LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
WRCO.
RCU. Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Final score tonight, Schulzburg gets the win 67-42 over Richland Center and area girls basketball. The Lady Miners are led by a balanced attack. Olivia Brown has 19, 16 for Camden Russell, and 12 for Taylor Russell. 8 points for Stella Spillane, 6 for Haley Durst, 4 for Isabel Weigel, and 2 for Courtney Tyne. For the Richland Center side, 12 points for Ella Weiss. Good ball game for her tonight. 8 points for Chloe Darling, 11 for Carly Meaden. Those are the three leaders for the Hornets scoring-wise. 6 points for Kylie Burns, 3 for Addie Board, and 2 for Lily Lasicki. These three-pointers were even at 6 each tonight. Hornets have one of their best nights from beyond the arc, and 2 of them for Chloe Darling and 2 for Carly Meaden on the night. Camden Russell has 4 of the 6 for Schulzburg, and Stella Spillane has the other 2. Schulzburg is 11 for 19 from the free throw line, and Richland Center is 4 for 8. Schulzburg won the JV game tonight, 36-17. Coming up, we'll take a look at the scoreboard, some of the scores we have in just a moment. This is a final here at the RCHS Fieldhouse, Schulzburg 62, Richland Center 42. Postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
Our scoreboard update tonight, again, team sectional wrestling going on. We know that match one at River Valley went to Prairie du Chien over Belleville Monticello New Glarus 54-19. GET Melrose Mindoro was a 37-26 winner in that one over Lodi. And at Fenimore tonight, Aquinas defeated Iowa Grand Highland 40-28. It was Fenimore 42-0 over Royal Oneiwoc Center. And so the sectional final match is going on as we speak. Late in the game, Riverdale leading Boscobel 61-53. So the Chieftains going for their fifth win of the year in the SWAL, which is quite an accomplishment in that tough swall. Bangor has defeated Brookwood 78-42 in girls basketball. Cashton 64, Westby 57. That's a final in boys. And Viroqua's boys have defeated Mauston 62-57. North Crawford over Weston 56-38. DeSoto 66, Seneca 63. In another final from girls, Reedsburg 68, Mauston 38. Cuba City has defeated Prairie du Chien 61-51 in girls basketball. Schulzburg over Belmont in boys 79-45, and I believe we're up to date. Coming up, we'll have more girls basketball later this week, boys basketball as well, and sectional wrestling on Saturday from both Wisconsin Dells and Mineral Point High Schools. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. Phil Lee wishing you the best. Thanks for supporting local sports. Again, the Hornets showing some improvement, playing a lot of night tonight with four freshmen on the court at one time, and they lose to Schulzberg, final score of 67-42. Hornets fall to 0-22 on the year. Schulzberg improves to 8-15. Next up for the Lady Miners, they will host Highland on Thursday night. Richland Center will host Platteville also on Thursday night. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Girls Basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh. Sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give up, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's alright, 'cause I'm running every red light.
In the pouring rain, they're bouncing around like a basketball. He's says, Mama, what if we fall? She looks in those big scared eyes. Son, think of it like a circus ride. Next thing you know, he's laughing out loud, saying, do it again as the wheels touch down. I guess it's all how you look at it. You might see more than the side that you see, and turn it upside down and shake it up a bit. It could be a good thing. It's all how you look at it. Businessman playing air guitar. He always dreamed he'd be a superstar. Quits his job and starts singing at night. Is he giving up his living or taking back his life? I guess it's all how you look at it. You might see more than the side that you see, and turn it upside down and shake it up a bit. It could be a good thing, it's all how you look at it. You've got your opinions and I got mine, and we agree to agree at least some of the time. A glass half empty is a glass half full, and that's what makes life beautiful. I guess it's all how you look at it. You might see more than the side that you see, and turn it upside down and shake it up a bit. It could be a good thing. It's all how you look at it.
All how you look at it.
You might see more than the side that you see, and turn it upside down and shake it up a bit. It could be a good thing. It's all how you look at it. Yeah,
setting my dreams on fire. Back of the class, I was sinking so fast, drowning in my own desire. I wrote poems and songs and letters, asking her if she'd be mine. We graduated that May until this very day, I'm still waiting on her reply. 'Cause you can love somebody.
Somebody.